back to opinions. Oh my gosh, I'm so like lit right now. Let's fucking go. I'm very grateful. I'm gonna be doing an interview with my friend Justin, the one I reviewed his music yesterday with his song "I'm Fine." I'm gonna be doing an interview with him soon. I'm happy that my brother's doing fine. We're gonna be good together. But on today's topic, well, first of all, how's everyone doing? Hope y'all gonna do great in this world, and hope y'all have a great day today. But shit, I just wanted to talk about two things that probably don't even matter to some people, but they matter to me. Two things I do want to talk about. One is Apex Legends. Apex Legends is a game I've been playing for damn near 3 years now, 2 years. I played it when it first came out as not even the beta, but when it was in season zero. I played it through season one, and I still play it to this day. Sadly enough, I have skins on almost every console. My PlayStation, on my Xbox, and on my PC. It's a free-to-play fucking game that I bought skins for. If that don't tell you how much I really care about this game, then I don't know what is. It's a great game that I play with my friends, and I really play with myself. They have a great ranked mode, and the basic concept of the game is you have three people on your team, and these three people are either they're legends. They all have special abilities. Like Wraith has the ability to phase. She can know when someone's aiming at her, like it tells the player, hey, someone's aiming at you. And she can also make a portal that her and her team can use to get out of any sticky situation. That's one character. Another character that I'm briefly going to explain is Bloodhound. His ability is to scan the area. He can scan to see if there's any footprints, if there's any hostiles nearby, and if there is going to be... he's basically a damn near auto UV if you play a UAV if you played Call of Duty. Like all the time, like every 12 seconds, he can do a scan, and that's very useful in battle. And his ultimate is like an ultimate scan. Not like, it is an ultimate scan. The scan can go, you can see everybody, any enemy is going to be red. You can see their footsteps for a good 5 seconds on the ground, and it's a really good berserk mode to go in if you don't know how to play the game. It makes you a lot faster. It makes the game a little bit more enjoyable. If you have not been having a good day on the game, I recommend playing Bloodhound to make your day a little bit better, because you can have that burst of energy. And I'll talk about a third character. Caustic. Caustic, it has the ability to throw gas chambers to block doors. And not only that, the gas canisters do damage to people if they come into contact with them. Let's say if an enemy comes in contact with the gas canister, or if you shoot it, or if your enemy shoots it, it will go off and it will start doing 5 ticks per damage to your enemy's health, not taking away their shield. And oh my gosh, don't even get me started about Apex's shield system. I'll talk about that in a second. But after Caustic puts down a gas canister, he can block a door, he can do damage to people, yada yada yada. And his ultimate is that he can throw a gas grenade on the ground, and it covers about 10 or 12 feet of the area. It's very dangerous, and it can kill a lot of people. And like I said, his gas does not damage your shield, it only damages your health. So the shield system in Apex Legends is, I like it. It's kind of wonky, but I really enjoy it. So when you have the shield system, it used to be you pick up a white shield, you pick up a blue shield. So there's like 4 tiers of shield: white, blue, purple, and gold. But I'm going to talk about the next shields in a second. So white is a basic shield. Blue is the next best up. That's 75% shield. Purple is 100% shield, and gold is 100% shield. but it has fast heals. And now we have something called Evo Armor. So you either start with armor or you have to pick up an Evo Armor. It's a basic white shield. But with that white shield, you don't have to continue picking up blue, red, purple, or anything else. You can gain that shield up so it can upgrade to a blue shield. You can upgrade that blue shield to a purple shield. Upgrade that purple shield to a red shield. It's really interesting. It's a great concept, and I'm glad they incorporated that into the game. But gold, I still love the gold armor. I'm glad they still incorporate that in the game. Gold armor is when you pick it up, you have fast heals, so a mini shield will now do double the health, and a stim pack is a mini health pack, will do more than it's supposed to. It's going to do 75% health instead of just a mini 25%. So that's really OP. I really enjoy that game, and I'm going to keep playing that game until it goes out of season. And I know it's very popular. So many creators have reached out to EA and like is very happy with the game, and they even reach out to them and say what they fucking hate, because you can't love everything about a game. It does have its hiccups, but don't we all? Second thing I wanted to talk about today, I just wanted to get these two topics off because I have like a list of topics on my podcast I want to talk about, but the second topic I want to talk about is something called Pluto motherfucking TV. If I talked about this topic before, I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about this shit again. Pluto TV is a free TV service that is free online. I'm talking about free. You turn on Pluto TV. I turn it on at work. I turn it on my phone. You can download the Pluto TV app. You can have the Pluto TV website on your computer at work, at school, on your phone. Like, this is one of the greatest apps I've seen in a while. And my sister showed me this app. And this was when I couldn't have cable in my room when I was in college. And mind you, I pay for the fucking cable at my college. I ain't no fucking Wamba. I'm trying to have cable. I'm trying to see commercials. I like commercials. I like commercials. Like, when I was growing up, we did have TV. But I like commercials. When we had AFN, then we saw basic commercials every day. We saw the same commercials every day. And when I see commercials that are different, I'm happy. And it's a good marketing scheme, and I like seeing how they market. And then when I'm on Pluto TV, Pluto TV is a free live TV service, and they also have on-demand shows that you can watch. They also have a partnership with Paramount Plus, where with Paramount Plus, you can have a free three-week or 1 month trial. I don't know, but I'm just gonna talk about the basic things I like about Pluto TV. They have 24-hour One Piece, like 24/7 One Piece, all the way up to the Thriller Bark, but to Water 7. Like, they finish Water 7. They beat CP9 type shit. Like, watch that. They have Naruto 24/7. I like Naruto a lot. I don't like Yu-Gi-Oh, so I'm not even gonna shout them out, but sorry, I fucking gave them credit. I don't like them. Anime all day. But that's just my stuff I like. Let me talk about some stuff that other people would probably like. Let me go to the featured. They have 007, old classic James Bond movies all day long. For the action movies, they have action movies all day long. They have comedy movies all day long, like random ones, random drama movies. They have random crime movies, and it's all free. And plus, they have Paramount Plus movies on here, and Paramount Plus shows that are on here, that are showcased on here. So when you do get Paramount Plus, you're gonna say, wow, this is what's on there. And more, they have Showtime shows that you probably didn't even see or probably have seen. Right now I'm watching, my bad if I'm getting distracted, I'm watching some One Piece on Pluto TV right now while I'm trying to explain this to you, because I'm trying to show what's on here. They have AMC, they have Nashville, they have Baywatch, classic Baywatch, they have Degrassi, The Next Generation, and the old one. Like, it's really good. They have Deal or No Deal. They have the game show lingo. They have BET Pluto. They have BET Herb Pluto. They have My TV Pluto. Sorry, MTV Pluto. Excuse, what the fuck am I on? MTV Pluto. They have People TV. They have news. They have reality. They have CNN on here. The latest news, not live CNN. So that's kind of shit. That's the only thing that's kind of shit. They have Love and Hip Hop. They have T.I. and The Family Hustle. VH1 Hip Hop Family. They have Black Ink Crew. They have Dog the Bounty Hunter. They have Spike Pluto. They have Spike Outdoors. They have Wipeout. Come on, they have so many. They have Comedy Central Pluto. Even though if it's shit you don't want to watch, just find something interesting. They have Tosh.0. They have Wildin' Out all day long, 24/7. If you don't have cable, I'm recommending this to you because I'm trying to help you and me because I get bored. And if you don't even know what to turn on, I turn on Pluto TV. So thank you for everybody that came and wanted to listen to my podcast. Hope y'all have a blessed day today. And ciao.